بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned that when it comes to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no person can claim ignorance, that I was unaware of the laws of Allah, of the commands of Allah. I was unaware of that which was permissible, that which was impermissible. And the reason for this, Allah says, يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ, is that throughout history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, messengers of Allah, يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ, and they would narrate the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. Those who accepted and abided by the teachings of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, then that group, there will be no fear for them, no grief. And on the other hand, that group who kadhabu, who rejected, belied the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, they did not abide by their teachings, then Allah mentions, ulaika ashabun nar, that will be, this group will be the dwellers, the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. In today's verse, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are two groups who are regarded to be amongst the most oppressive, most unjust, most evil groups. And this is the first group, those who fabricate lies against Allah. They claim that which is not true. And the second group, those who belie the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. So Allah says, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ, who can be more oppressive, who can be more unjust, who can be more evil than those who fabricate or invent lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, Mufassirin explain, is in reference to particularly those who had claimed nubuwat, prophethood, falsely after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, people like Musaylama, who was known as Al-Kadhab, the liar, who claimed that he was a messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given prophethood to him, and lengthy incident that comes in the books of hadith, how he had written a letter to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he put a proposal forward that I am a messenger of Allah, you are the messenger of Allah, so we will share kingdom, you will rule over half the kingdom and I will rule over the other half. Of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rejected this completely, and later on he sent a delegation and Musaylama was then killed. So this was from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And as we find, as time passed, after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, there were those who claimed nubuwat, false prophets, like we know of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, who also claimed that he was the messenger of Allah. So Allah says that this group, those who fabricate lies against Allah, they attribute to Allah that which Allah did not give to them, then this group is amongst the most unjust, most evil group. And the second group, Allah says, أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ, those who reject the signs of Allah, in other words, they reject the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So you had those who claimed nubuwat, and the second group, those who rejected the Anbiya in totality, as we find different religions, different ways of life, or different thoughts of belief that we find in today's time, where people reject the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam completely, they do not acknowledge them and their teachings. So regarding these two groups, Allah now mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ يَنَالُهُمْ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, that these groups, these people, they will get their share of what has been decreed for them. In other words, in this world, if there is some bounties, blessings, some goodness that is going to come to them, this will come to them. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا يَتَوَفَّوْنَهُمْ, but this will only last until death comes to them. So it will be temporary. إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ, when our messengers, in other words, the angels come to them, يَتَوَفَّوْنَهُمْ, in order to take away their souls, قَالُوا, the angels will now rebuke them and ask them, أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, that which you used to invoke, supplicate to, call unto other than Allah, where has this gone to? In other words, where are your shuraka, these idols or these partners that you would ascribe to Allah, where have they now gone? قَالُوا ضَلُّوا عَنَّا, these people will now respond and say that they have vanished. In other words, they are not here to assist us. وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ, and they will then testify against themselves that definitely they were disbelievers. They had rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they themselves will testify that we broke the commands of Allah. Then the command will be given, قَالَ ادْخُلُوا فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ فِي النَّارِ. Allah will say that now enter the fire of Jahannam amongst or together with those groups that had passed before you, from jinn, from mankind, all those who had rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you will have to enter the fire of Jahannam with them. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعَنَتْ أُخْتَهَا. Allah paints the picture of what will happen when these groups are entering the fire of Jahannam. Each time a group enters, it will curse its sister nation. In other words, the group that had preceded it. So as the groups are entering the fire of Jahannam, they will begin to curse those that had come before. حَتَّى إِذَا دَارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا. When they have all gathered in the fire of Jahannam, now look at the conversation that will take place. قَالَتْ أُخْرَاهُمْ لِأُولَاهُمْ. The last of the groups will address the first of the groups and say to them, رَبَّنَا, or regarding them, رَبَّنَا هَاُولَاءِ أَضَلُّنَا. That, oh our Rabb, these are the ones who had misled us. They led us astray. It was not our fault. فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا دِعْفًا مِنَ النَّارِ. So give them a double punishment of the fire. In other words, punish them for their misguidance and punish them because they misled us as well. قَالَ, Allah will respond, لِكُلِّنْ دِعْفٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That every group will get double punishment. In other words, just as the punishment will be intensified for them, it will be intensified for you also. They were guilty of being astray and leading others astray. You were guilty of going astray and not taking heed. You should have looked at their condition. You should have seen that they rejected the Anbiya. No good came to them. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But you did not have sufficient knowledge. You continue to follow your whims, your desires. You did not base your practices and beliefs on sound knowledge. So this is the conversation that will take place. The latter groups will be cursing the former ones. And then the former ones will respond to them. وَقَالَتْ أُولَاهُمْ لِأُخْرَاهُمْ. The first of the groups will respond and say, فَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ. They will address the latter ones and say, you were no better than us. You are now trying to get us into trouble. As we say, you are trying to place all the blame on our shoulders. You were no better than us. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. Therefore, you also taste the punishment because of your earnings. So, like this, Mufassirin have explained that on the day of Qiyamah and at this occasion when they are put into the fire of Jahannam, then we can see there will be absolutely no loyalty. The leaders will not be loyal to their followers. The followers will not be loyal to the leaders. Each group will be ready to throw the other under the bus when they realize that the punishment, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of them. That friendship would have been detrimental for them. There is no benefit to it, no loyalty. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, all friendships will turn into enmity. They will turn against one another, except those whose friendship was based on taqwa. If the friendship was based on breaking the commands of Allah, going against the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then they will not stand up for each other, they will not be there to assist each other. But those associations, those friendships, those relationships that were built on taqwa, built on the obedience of Allah, encouragement towards fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that will be of benefit on the day of Qiyamah, and that will be a means of entry into Jannah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.